Have you ever seen a bright green entity? Has day ever shifted into night in a moment in front of your eyes? What if your childhood ghost found you again? Today we test the believability of Listener Collection Volume 5.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
That's right. Thank you for joining us on this new NPR episode of Believing the Bizarre.
Yes, I don't know how it sounds for y'all, but we are using an entirely new system. We're very excited. We've been messing around with it for like 3 hours. We did have to go to Best Buy, but we're here. And this is also... This is our first episode since our live special.
It is indeed.
Which means... Thanksgiving and Christmas are right around the corner.
Yeah, and my birthday.
And your birthday too. That's facts.
I always will associate Thanksgiving with my birthday because it's so close.
Yeah. Does anyone ever get you just big old turkey for birthday?
Never a turkey. Ham? No. No one's ever given me meat for my birthday.
Okay. Not yet. Yeah, no, it's crazy. I hope everybody's getting in the mood for it. When's the last time Christmas felt like Christmas to you? In a while. It used to have a very magical, and not just being a child. It's just feel like busy. It feels like just another, like you're just busy. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's here. Let's enjoy it.
Well, last Christmas was very Christmassy because I was out of town.
In Florida?
Yeah.
That's not Christmassy.
But it was very nice.
People in Florida don't know what Christmas
is. Not real Christmas.
Not a real Christmas.
Jalen doesn't know what Christmas is.
If you can go outside with a t-shirt on, y'all don't know. But anyway, this is our first episode post live. I hope everybody that came to the live special enjoyed it. Thank you to everybody. And if you missed it, you heard it on Tuesday, but the video is up on YouTube if you want to check it out.
Halloween was on the Monday after.
Yes.
And then the Day of the Dead was the day after that, on November 1st. I told everyone I knew that, and no one believed me. My students didn't believe me. My wife didn't believe me.
I don't know if I did believe you. I didn't know it. I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm alive, so it's not my day.
Let's celebrate
the living,
the dead.
We need a living day.
Yeah.
So we got listener submission collection. So this isn't like, it's not like a creature feature. It's different.
There's general things that happen here.
Okay. Spooky stories.
Yeah.
Creature feature. We need like a rhyme. So this is a variety show.
It's more variety than anything.
Okay.
All right. So let's get into it, right?
Let's get into, how many stories we got?
We've got three.
Three stories.
The first one has like part A, part B, part C, part
D. Okay.
They're short, but they're very interesting.
They wouldn't be on the podcast if not, I assume.
Right. So Carl is our first listener.
Carl.
That's submitted from Missouri. Missouri, I think.
Is that Michigan?
MI?
Yeah. MS, I think, is Missouri.
Oh, then it's Michigan. I had two for Michigan then. So Carl submitted from Michigan. And they have four paranormal encounters that they shared with us. Two of them are, I think, like, you can make a strong argument they are ghosts. One, I think you can make an argument is a UFO.
Ooh.
And then the other one, I don't know.
Okay.
So these are in order of remembrance from Carl. So, like, youngest to oldest. Chronological.
Okay. I like chronologicals. That's good.
The first one, so part A, is... They were living in an apartment with their parents, and they were about 6 or 7. And they woke up in the middle of the night, like any kid would, and they see on the side of their bed, it is a bright green entity.
Mm.
Person-like shape standing there.
By the bed?
By the bed, on the side of the bed.
Okay.
And just kind of stared for a while. And it reminds me of Slimer and Ghostbusters.
Oh,
but more of a person shape.
Okay.
And that's all it really was.
That's it.
They stood there. And then they vanished.
Okay, so it's not like a,
a human shape, no features.
No, I'm thinking like a radioactive hat man.
Kind of, yeah. No hat, though, I don't think. Carl said they thought they might have talked to it, but it was a long time ago. They were a kid, so they don't really remember anything. But then they went back to sleep. It was gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's strange. Chip. It's strange, right?
Yeah.
But it's eerie. But what do you think that could be? I think it could be a ghost, but why green?
I don't know enough about ghosts to...
That's very interesting to say like 130 episodes in.
It's like 135 now.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, what would make a ghost a different color. I feel like Isaac would either. Know. Like,
yeah, I wish we could ask Isaac and Megan about this.
I feel like it's like if it's red, you're like, oh no.
Yeah.
Like, red just automatically feels like bad.
Green means go. I feel like Isaac and Megan are like, they're our phone of friends with this stuff.
Yeah, like, you got the 50-50, you know, the poll of the audience, but then it's phone a friend.
Yeah, like, they're like the closest people we know that like knows everything.
Really knows their stuff, yeah. We're talking about Isaac and Megan from Hidden in the Shadows podcast, by the way. But I don't know. It's is there any chance of just hallucination, being tired, groggy? You wake up, you see.
I wouldn't discount that.
Yeah,
it definitely could be.
I don't know. The green. I don't know what that could mean.
So part two goes like this. Quote, years later, on my way to school one morning, when I got to the top of the hill, I caught a glimpse of some sort of head peeking around the corner of a house. The house was your typical one story, and this head was just below where the roof met the wall. I was probably only about 30 feet away when this happened. Not really thinking that much about it, I kept walking and glancing to see if I could see what it was, but there wasn't anything there. End quote. So that's kind of scary.
Yeah, I don't like that.
The tall figures. There's something about the tall figures. Now, I don't know. That's just something else. Is that a cryptid? Is that a ghost?
How did they describe the look again? Could it be a shadow figure?
They just said a head. So it could be a shadow figure. It could be a, you know.
I kind of imagine it as a shadow figure. Maybe I'm just in Hat Man mode.
I did too. But I don't know what it could be. It could have been like an actual like featured head, you know?
Yeah, I feel like there would have been more details presented if it was like a human head that you could see like hair or like facial hair or like a skin complexion. I don't know. But the height is what is creepy.
It's very tall.
It's like, you know, when you see somebody creeping in your window and it freaks you out and then you realize you're on the second floor.
Yeah, it's like, how could that possibly?
Yeah, it's just, no matter what it is. But that's like, that feels like, that rings true to me in terms of horror. More so than the first one, even though it fits with the category that I'm referring to. But just that like, slice of life, really quick. It's not a full-blown story, just this short paranormal moment.
Okay, so part C. Part C is this, I think, definitely UFO. So I
spoiled it a little bit.
I did, okay. But I think you need to understand what's going to happen.
Okay. We saw the trailer, and you don't know the full story, but you know that there's a UFO incident in it.
Right. So in the late 2000s, Carl was with their parents in the front door. Their father saw a couple of strange lights in the distance, I assume in the sky.
Yeah.
In front of them was a church and its parking lot. They knew they weren't plane lights or helicopters because it was the middle of the day.
Okay.
So then they also weren't moving.
So it wasn't like those blinking lights, you know, like a red blinking light that you would see at nighttime with a plane because it's during the day and they're just not moving at all.
Yeah. And they also know the plane lights weren't tower lights that they saw every day, because they saw they had towers in the distance, the headlights on that they saw every day, and they weren't those lights. So ruling out what it could be, it wasn't tower lights, it wasn't plane lights, it wasn't helicopters, and they're stationary. The only thing they could think of was a UFO. Now, I don't know. Maybe it is some kind of other light. I think it's UFO, though.
What about like a weather balloon?
No, shut up. It's UFO.
Okay. Sorry, my bad.
So that's the last case of the UFO. I don't know. You don't seem very convinced, but that's okay.
It's really, really hard without a visual.
It's very vague. All his stories are kind of vague.
I feel like this is something where you need to see a picture of it, and then you know, you can discern it, what you think it might be, or come to some sort of conclusion.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't know the area.
Right.
Like, I don't really, it could either be a plane that is coming at an angle where it looks like it's not moving, but it's coming towards you.
Yeah.
Could be a weather balloon, although I don't know if a weather balloon has a light.
I think it could.
Could it be a drone?
And the late 2000s, like 2008, 2009?
The richest kid in Michigan.
Maybe not. I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't know.
Could be military.
Was it over the lake?
No.
That's where all the UFOs are hanging out.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I don't know if there's an answer or if it might just be strange.
Or a weather balloon. I don't actually believe it's a weather balloon.
So the last part, part D. Quote, this is my last experience and one I actually submitted to another podcast.
Did they say the podcast?
They didn't say the podcast.
Okay.
So I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
I was sleeping and woken in the middle of the night by my phone ringing. I answered it and heard my mother tell me to go and ask my father what kind of pie he wanted. I was about to do that when I remembered that I always turn off my phone before I go to sleep. I don't know why, but I asked who they were, and a young girl's voice said, "Remember me." After that, I woke up. Now, I don't normally remember my dreams, but this one has stuck with me since then, I think because it's unusual. End quote.
If that happened, it's very interesting.
Yes.
It's one of those things where when it happens to you, you can dive into it and try and find the hidden meaning.
Yeah.
We don't know. Like, that would
I don't know any other context.
If that happened in real life, then that's a different story. But since it was a dream, I don't think there's anything paranormal about it. And I think his subconscious is trying to tell him something.
I agree. Like, we can't know anything else about that.
Yeah. Like, did he have a sibling or, you know, that passed away? Was there an ex-girlfriend that he ghosted?
Or even a child that was like, you know.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of things that you could look into and figure out who that might be or what he himself.
Or what pie has to do with it.
Yeah. Like, what is his brain? Like, on March 14th, what did you do that day?
Yeah, like, I'm a big fan of cherry pie, but...
Yeah, I feel like there's hidden meaning in that. It's a creepy dream. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, but it doesn't have the same weight as if it happened. If it happened in real life...
Right. Or if I had said this story, I could break it down for us more.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be like, I always go to sleep with my phone off. I woke up to a phone call, so I don't know how my phone turned on.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like my mom, and then the voice changed. Like, that's like the phone call from that one story we got, you know, not that we got, the creature feature.
Yeah.
Right, where they were like, they said the same thing over and over again. I can't remember exactly what it was at this moment. But, like, because it was fully a dream, there's not really, on the paranormal side, much that we can take from it.
I think I've said this before on the podcast. I weigh dreams not as heavily as most, I think.
I'm right there. I think dreams are meaningful. I think there's a lot you can personally take from a dream yourself. I don't know how I feel about dreams, like, where they're like, if you dream about your teeth falling out, it means like you're losing control in your life. Maybe there is some greater meaning to those type of, you know, anxiety dreams and things like that. But I think only you can really look at your dreams and see, like, what was I trying to say? What influenced this dream? Still interesting. It's just there's, like, we can't partake.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm still glad we heard it because it is creepy.
Yeah. So let's move on to the next story. And this one was pretty particular. Only to refer to them as...
Sophia?
G?
Okay.
I guess we could do Sophia.
You can do G if that was their personal request.
It was.
Let's roll with that then.
I always like the Sophias, though.
Just know deep down this is a Sophia.
It's a Sophia story.
Yes.
I'm not going to say where they're from. Well, the state of Michigan.
I was going to say Michigan?
Yeah.
I had a feeling.
But this takes place in the past. And this one, I don't even know if I want to give a preamble.
It's a Western.
No, I'll just let you hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really good. I just left it as a quote. Quote. Oh, they like the show. Quote. This happening back in 1975. I was 9, and I was from Michigan. And this happened in mid-December, in the early evening, when I was just starting to get dark out, around 5:30 p.m., give or take. I was outside playing with a friend of mine, call him Richie. We're at the top of the street, in the cul-de-sac, sliding down the street, just playing, having fun. No one else was around at the time, just he and I. As I stated, it was just starting to get dark out. The sky was dark yellow and red. We're at the top of the street, and we're getting ready to start heading home, when I noticed a light in the sky above us. I didn't really think anything about it at first, but then it seemed to be getting brighter and closer. I pointed out to my friend, and we kind of just stood there watching it. Kind of thought it might have been a helicopter. It was yellowish-orange color, like running lights. A circular object. As it got closer, what I remember most, and best way I can describe it was on fire. Flames were swirling around it, not shooting out like it was burning or exploding, but on it. It kept getting closer to us in a circular motion. I remember not feeling scared or concerned, almost like I had to stay and watch it. They're watching it get closer, and it got closer. I remember watching it, the way the flames were moving all around it. I really don't remember what my friend Richie was doing or did. The last thing I remember before going blank was the flame lights were right on top of me. The next thing I remember is realizing it was dark outside. I was standing in the same spot I was. My friend was no longer there. I looked up at whatever this thing was, is now, and the best way to describe it, looking like a full-size moon in the sky and moving away. I stood there for a moment confused, and I took off running to my house. I could still see it in the sky moving away. I got into my front porch and stood there watching it for a few moments, then it disappeared. It literally vanished. I remember standing there for a few more minutes, then running inside to tell my parents what I saw. I tried pulling my mom and dad over to the window where I last saw the ball, but nothing was there. They said I had a great imagination. I tried explaining it, but I looked at the clock and it was 9:30. The next day I asked Richie about it, what he remembered, but all he had remembered was that I had left. He thought I went home. I remember telling him what I saw, asking if he remembered anything, and he said no. I did keep asking Richie years later about it, and he still remembers nothing. Over the years, I tried to see if I could find any information about what I saw or happened. I found nothing. End quote.
Whoa. There is a lot to unpack.
Yeah, it's kind of an incredible story, right?
It is incredible. Dude, that is like my worst fear. Not what happened to him, but experiencing something with a friend and them not...
And then not realizing or knowing what you saw.
Yeah, like, it's one thing. I think I've talked about seeing a UFO and, like, imagining, like, one person's tying their shoe, right? So, like, a UFO flies by really fast and you see and the person doesn't. But that's, like, minor inconvenience. This, like, I want to hear Richie's story. Like, Richie, what do you think happened?
Yeah.
Like, Even if you think nothing weird or supernatural happened, what is your actual memory of, it's not Sophie,
G.
What is your memory of G? Do you remember him leaving or do you just think he left?
Right. And the fact that time jump, remember we've talked about alien cases before. What do time jumps mean?
Bad juju happening from outer space.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's kind of like the underlying, like.
What happened?
Did they get abducted?
Yeah. Oh, that's the real question.
So, assuming they got abducted, I wonder why they only repressed Richie's memory.
Well, I think they must have repressed his as well, but not as well or something, because he remembered seeing it.
Yeah. But
that's it. And Richie was gone. Richie didn't appear next to him at night.
So that's true. So you know what? They had more. If he was still there, then they had more time to manipulate his memory.
Or they dropped him off later.
Right. And maybe he just can't, his brain.
Because when I first read this, I thought this was going to end with Richie never showed up again.
Yeah. And just by the way you were talking about, I'm like, okay, so they did get abducted and Richie is donezo. He's gone. Like,
so this story is scary.
I'm glad that Richie's back. It's probably for the best for his sanity that he doesn't remember, but that sucks for G. That sucks for G. Not being able to have that person to be like, man, remember when we got abducted? No. Jeez.
Yeah.
So what, how many hours did they lose? They got back at 9?
They said 5:30 is about 9:30.
So, oh my God, 4 hours?
Yeah. Missing time,
that's
4 hours.
That's like one Lord of the Rings movie. Extended cut.
You're not wrong.
Wow, like that. The fire is a very interesting
description of the spaceship.
Because I like how they pointed out, like, it wasn't like fire was being burned or fire was coming out of it. It was like it was on fire.
Yeah.
But it wasn't crashing.
No, it was just on fire.
And when you said,
although the atmosphere, things catch on fire.
Yeah, that's true. But saying like the full moon flew away.
Yeah.
It's like that. It just, even though it's not as bright in the movie, it just gave me the Nope vibes of how it glided.
Yeah.
Like it was so smooth. It wasn't like a machine, like just that gliding. Like that's the feel I got from it. But like, wow, is this is an abduction story.
Yeah.
Without like the
scary part.
The dramatization, but like we didn't get we went on the ship.
Yeah.
Except, like that's like the Antonio Villas-Boas.
Or
like,
the Travis
Walton.
Yeah.
Or even Betty and Barney. Like,
right.
Like this isn't, it's not a grandiose story like that.
No.
Like this is somebody who just submitted a story, but it makes total sense. I swear to God, anything aliens related, it's like 50s, 60s, and 70s. And the aliens are like, we're out. Maybe so, in the 2060s, 70s, and 80s, they'll come back.
This was near a wooded area in a cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
But you did point out, families were home. This was December, around Christmas break. So people
would have seen it.
Were around.
And it's the 70s, too. Is he just tripping?
I don't know. I think they were kids.
Yeah, just tripping. So?
It's in the snow.
Yeah. It's just everywhere.
Yeah.
It didn't snow that day, honey. Oh. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. The characterization of... You know what's also very scary is, like, to something really high in the sky, like a UFO or a plane or something, imagine how, like if a plane flew over, a helicopter flew over, and you were outside walking Mars or walking mm-hmm. Apollo, you would assume that, nah, they're not going to see me, right? To know that this UFO was flying down and it spotted them, and not only did it spot them, it went over to them, hovered over them, and abducted them.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a feeling. It's like that gross feeling of being seen. Like, if you're trying to hide, or like you're hiding in the shadows, and like, yeah, we see you. Like, mm-hmm. just that, like, this thing is in the sky and it just found you. And like, where do you run? Like, it's zeroing in on you. Like, it's so creepy on so many different levels. Great story. Mm-hmm. Terrifying, with just enough ambiguity where you're like, what happened? Was an abduction? And I'll say it again. I feel bad for G, because they're being robbed of having that shared experience with their friend Richie.
It's terrible.
But I'm happy for Richie, because it's probably better not knowing or probably, not remembering.
I had a thought just now.
Yes.
This took place outside of Detroit.
Yes.
Which is right next to the Michigan Lake
Triangle,
which has been spotted many UFOs.
Yes, in the triangle.
Yes.
I saw some.
But also, that I think that's very poignant. They have been described as balls.
That's true. Because remember, they did, and fire too. Remember the two fireballs?
Yeah.
That were claimed to fall into the water.
Oh, man, that's creepy.
That is
ominous.
Yes.
It's very ominous.
And Tyler, before we get into our next encounter, our encounter three, I want to do an update on Magic Mind, because, you know, I've really noticed that there's been increase in my immune system, because, you know, even though I did get sick from school, you know how kids are, right?
Yeah.
They're going to get you sick. It's how they do. But I've been able to fight it off easier, but I think it's because of the immune boost of Magic Mind.
You know, it's interesting, because it was just a matter of time. Like, when school started back up, I'm like, well, there's going to be some time where Charlie's going to be sick.
Yes.
And I will say, though, this most recent time, it was actually our Halloween Live special where your throat was sore. And I'm like, this could be a week, right? But even that day where I talked to you on the phone, it seemed like you did get over this relatively more quickly.
I did. It did literally boost me through it.
Yeah, and obviously we can't say that is because of only Magic Mind, but we're just looking at, you know, these last, it's been more than 14 days of magic. One thing I'll say is that I started in October, which is around the same time we started doing this as well, and I was really trying to hit the gym, and by the gym, I mean my basement. Like, studio is our attic, and my gym is my basement where I got my treadmill, my weights, and I've been trying to do more strength training and stuff. And one of the things that Magic Mind promotes is adaptogens like turmeric, and it claims to decrease post-exercise inflammation. And I have to say, compared to previous years that I've been doing strength training, which I'm more of a cardio guy, to be honest, but I have been noticing a little bit less inflammation. And this is all in combination with feeling more focused in the mornings as we take it. So remember.
Yeah. Less balloon joints.
The balloon joints.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want some balloon joints.
Yes. We're not trying to make like animal balloons, like just walruses. On my joints. But remember, if you use the code Bizarre14, go to magicmind.co/14daysofmagic. Use that code Bizarre14 for 20% off your order. Try it out. Let us know what you think. We're doing the 14 days of magic, and
we think it's worth it. And you know, thank you for giving a shot. Let's get back to the episode.
Yes, this is our third listener submission.
This is our
submission. Third
story. It's from someone we both know fairly well.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is I said yeah, not yeah. I was about to say.
Yeah,
I'm always worried to say their name in a live stream because I never know if it's Yaz or Yas.
Yaz.
Yeah, like you're saying yeah.
I think so. I don't know.
I don't know either.
My American one? No. Yeah, no. It's Yaz.
You sure it's Yaz?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So she is from Chester, United Kingdom.
Yeah.
Which is
UK.
Fairly close to the Ruffham Mirage.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
In the Ruffham is mm-hmm. is it?
Oh no, I'm wrong. Not the Ruffham. She was close to the UFO one from the UK that we did recently.
Oh, the Berwyn Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Everything's A-OK in the UK.
That's what she said. So this she's got two experiences.
I wonder if she went to the London Dungeon.
She said she has not.
Okay. She okay. Okay. That's like saying like. Oh, yeah. I mean, like somebody from who's never been in the United States and like, yeah, I'm in Denver. It's like, have you ever been to Disney World? It's like, it's all the same.
I don't know if that's quite the same.
It's the same.
So this is about her two encounters when she was younger. And then, well, they're both from when she was younger, but it goes like this. She'd give a little preamble. She said, so I don't really know what you'll need to think of this, to be honest. There's two weird things that happened. So the first one. So when she was young, like 8 years old, she lived in a house with her mom, M-U-M, mom and dad, and she had a bunk bed in her room. And she remembered really vividly that there was this one night where she sat up in bed, a shadow in her door that she could see through the crack in her door. So like, the door was open, she could see it. But it wasn't like peeking through. She could see it through the hinge part of the door. So it wasn't looking through like the doorway. She could see it through the hinge of the doorway.
Got you.
Which is almost scarier.
Yeah, it's almost that like, you don't know if you're supposed to be able to see it. You don't know what they're actually going to do. It's almost like seeing something you're not supposed to see.
Yeah, not a lot of details because of how she saw it. But she could tell it was hunched over in the door. But not only could she see it, she could also hear it. Because behind the door, it was making a groaning sound. And it looked like it was kind of shifting its weight from side to side. And she thought it sounded so ridiculous that it was probably just her dad playing a joke on her.
Mm-hmm.
But the next day she asked him, and she said, she asked him in a flippant way. She was like, good joke, dad. Mm-hmm. That's my guess.
That's how she said it.
Good joke, dad. Oh, that's not good.
Good joke, dad.
He said, what are you on about?
He denied it. Oh. He's always denied it. He's never fessed up to it.
I think I know the answer to this because I've asked you a similar question during the Ohio University episode.
Yeah.
But if your child said, hey, I saw you messing with me through my door frame and you knew you weren't there, but it's your child, it's not your friend, it's your child, would you lie and be like, oh, yes, that was me? Sweet child.
That's harder because it's my kid.
Who I want to sleep in my house ever again.
Yeah, I think you say, it was a joke. I was kidding.
Yeah, if you see me again, please let me know.
If you see me again, don't engage with me, please.
Yeah, please do not. I'm sleepwalking and I could kill you. So actually text me.
Tell me where I'm at.
Yeah, and I'll get the baseball bat. I mean, I will wake up from my slumber, hopefully. I don't know. Like, that's one of those things where it's like,
I know.
Like, would you tell, like, would you lie just for the sake of keeping peace in the house? Obviously, he didn't.
No, he was like, no.
He said, fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it real. That's a ghost, honey.
Yeah. She said she didn't feel scared when she saw it, though. So that's interesting.
That's probably not based on what she saw. That's my guess on what she felt from it, right? But, I mean,
yeah.
fear is a feeling. I just mean, it's probably more based on probably that figure, right? Like that saying that maybe it wasn't a sinister or
presence
or an ominous. Yeah. It was just something spooky. But
she's scared to experience it again, which I don't blame her. I wouldn't want it.
Has she?
We're getting there.
Oh, yeah. There's a part two.
Part two. So she moved to Chester in 2016 when she went to study at, quote, uni.
Yeah.
That's what they call it there.
It is what they call it.
And she lived on campus for a year, and then in the UK, that's common to move into an apartment with some friends. So she moved into a house, like an attached house, with four other girls. That is entirely too much for me.
One is enough.
We did something similar. We lived together in college.
Yeah, it was four guys. Like, listen, I do not know, from when I moved in with us, all of us at our apartment, to when we left, I cannot tell you how many times I probably washed my bed sheets. You know what I mean? Like, those are things now where I'm like,
I agree, dude.
Now it's like every 2 weeks, every, you know, 10 days, you like got to wash the bed sheets. And I think back to college, I'm like, wait, you're supposed to, you know, that's where it's just like, so I can't say too much.
No, about. I think I was in a similar situation.
Listen, women or girls, if you are between the ages of 14 and 18 and you know guys, they are disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
They don't mean to. It's not their fault.
They're just dumb.
They're just disgusting. Don't lay on their bed.
Any excuse. Don't lay on the bed.
Unless they live with their mom still. Don't lay on the bed.
Okay. I might put a PSA announcement there.
Attention, ladies. Do not lay on the bed if you're talking to a man between the ages of 14 and 18. Thank you.
So she said she moved in the house before everyone else because she was working at a nightclub before the semester started. So she was alone in this weird, creepy old house. So she says whatever she's about to say could be put down to anxiety / stress.
Right, like working yourself up into experiencing something that might not have been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel it.
So her room was the first one in the house. So she does that. She falls into that trap where everyone does. Like, I'm explaining the house a little bit.
Okay, yeah. You walk down the left.
Yeah, yeah. First room. It was fine at first, but after a few nights, she said she was working from sleep irregularity. So after a few nights in the house by herself, she started to see something. She started to see a tall, dark figure in front of the window, inside the room, which is next to the bed. He would visit so often that she ended up calling him the man in the curtains. And like she said before, it didn't unnerve her at the moment. She couldn't see his face, but it felt like he would just kind of stare at each other, almost like acknowledging each other. But she'd wake up in the morning and she'd feel kind of strange about it, feel kind of like, oh, that was weird. So this thing with the man in the curtains happened for a full year inside this house. She only lived in that house for a year. And another one of the girls that lived in the back of the house would have similar experiences. So this was validated by another girl. She said she saw this tall, dark figure at night. Yaz didn't really ask too much about it because she didn't want to, like, you know, confirm the same thing.
Yeah.
But she lived in this house and the man in the curtains would stare at her. Now, is that the same figure that followed her through her youth? I don't know.
It seems different just based on how she's feeling.
It does.
That would be, if this wasn't a listener's submission collection, The Man in the Curtain, that is the name of the episode.
Oh, it's a good story.
Although, well, that would be based on just hers, because
yeah.
Like the fireball in the sky or something, like the second story would be tough to pull, mm-hmm. You know, but The Man in the Curtain, that's just like, that's totally just creepy. A
song title.
Yeah, it's just creepy. It's, I do not, it's like
really,
that.
I didn't realize Yaz was actually really that sensitive. I'm going to have to talk to her about this.
Yeah, I'm not.
Hopefully she'll come on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm not like, no, like. All those people can stay in the curtain. I'm putting curtains up anyway.
No, I know.
Although I do have curtains in my office now. It's not my fault.
Mm. But that is our last listener story for this episode. So, Tyler, let's talk about it in the discussion. At this time, I'd like to stop the episode and tell you guys about our Patreons. The ones that have signed up as of the recording of this episode.
The newest patrons.
We appreciate you. And those people that we appreciate the most right now are Gwyneth, Andrea, Honey King, Megan, Daniel, and Amber. So, Tyler, do me a favor. Tell Honey King what they can experience on the Patreon.
All right, listen up. We have so much bonus content that we are super excited about. We have bizarre news. We're talking about news stories that are creepy, weird, straight up bizarre. We have Do You Believe the Bizarre, which literally, if you could have listened to it. We just dropped one on our main channel with producer Ben.
Also the news one, too.
The news one, yeah. Like, bizarre news. Everything you got in that sampler is on there. But I'll say it again. Do You Believe the Bizarre is producer Ben has multiple rounds of stories, two of which are real, one is fake, and Charlie and I have to guess which is which. We watch Netflix movies together and we chat during them in the little teleplay chat. We do Google Hangouts where we get on Google Meet for an hour and just shoot the breeze, talk about whatever we want to do. We have quizzes, we do interviews, we do social media responses. So when you respond to our questions on Monday, we look at those, talk about them, and give our own responses, which is another thing we highlight in the Patreon sampler. But also, definitely want to highlight this. If you are in the dedicated tier, after being in our tier for 3 months, you automatically get the Patreon exclusive shirt and you cannot buy it. It is only sent to you after being in this tier for 3 months. And we do monthly giveaways. So there's a lot happening and theatrical readings.
It's a lot of fun on the Patreon.
A lot of fun stuff, a lot of bonus content. If you're caught up on the episodes and you want a little bit more, you don't want to just restarting through it, which you're more than welcome to restart through it. Go back to Neff and the UFO chase. But it's all there. We enjoy doing it. And we're always coming up with new things. We're actually doing a new segment now called Beyond the Bizarre. So there's a lot of fun stuff. We appreciate everybody supporting us. And we appreciate you listening now as well. With that said,
let's get back to the episode. All right. So we talked about three listener encounters.
Yes.
The first one from Carl.
Coral.
It's not that I thought they were unbelievable. It's just I thought that they were maybe
They're just vague. That's all.
They're very vague.
Which I don't think affects the believability for me.
Right.
I think vague sometimes is like, so I don't mind the vague, but it just doesn't stand out.
Yeah. It was a lot for us to kind of try to piece together.
Yeah. I like the biggest thing that sticks out to me, like the lasting image is the phone call, but it's mm-hmm. a dream.
Yeah. Well, there's also the figure that he saw that was almost the size of a house.
That's creepy.
But were there features on that head? Were there not features? I know it was broad daylight, but did anything else happen?
Yeah, like, yeah. And the lights in the sky, it's just, it's really difficult. Like, we never, ever, ever want anybody to ever make anything up. Like, don't fabricate. But that's why we always emphasize, and I'm sure our form on our website, if you go to believeinthebizarre.com, submit your experience, as much detail as possible.
Yeah.
Like, eliminating the guesswork in terms of how it's set up is best for us so that we can really kind of not, like, the way that we prefer dissecting the story is what we think it is rather than, like, the context of it.
Yeah.
But again, like, if this is what it is, that's just, it's just, it's daytime. I saw this. Let's move on. That's fine. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and we're fine with that.
That is what it is then.
Yeah. It's just, it's difficult to really break it down into what we think it could be or might be when it's just so vague.
It also gives us more options or more room to poke holes, right? Like, you're just like, maybe it's a weather balloon.
Yeah.
And it's hallucination.
I do find it actually more believable, though. Like, I don't think this is somebody's creative efforts of making something up.
Yeah, that's true.
But doesn't necessarily mean it's paranormal mm-hmm. in all instances. But I don't think it was made up because it's just like, you would go over the top, I think. Unless they're using that reverse psychology. How are we doing this? Are we ranking them individually or what's your plan?
There's only three stories, so I figured we'd do just three rankings.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know if I can give anything other than, I don't know. How would you rank Carl's story?
I would give it...
It's hard.
I would give it a viable. Viable in that I believe that there were things there. But like the dream, obviously the dream happened, but it's up to them to figure out what it meant. The mm-hmm. head is creepy.
Yes,
it is. And seeing the lights, you know, that could have... I'm more skeptical on the lights, but it's mostly about the head. What was the first story?
The green entity.
Yeah, it's between that and the head are the two that I think something happened there. You know what?
I know, right? You almost want to go skeptical.
Because he already had a dream. Like, there's already a dream in it. So if the green thing was a dream, but I don't know what he could mistake. Well, I'm not going unbelievable. I don't know what he could mistake the head for. Yeah, not in terms of whether or not it happened, but in terms of how paranormal it might be.
Yeah.
I think skeptical.
All of these, you can kind of like, maybe, well, yeah. maybe they're not.
I guess I was skeptical from the jump.
Skeptical as well. It just.
Yeah. And again, we're not saying that you're lying. We're not saying it didn't happen.
Right.
It's just, was it paranormal or is there.
There's a lot of room to poke holes.
Yeah. And just make it like. Yeah, poking holes is probably the best way where it's like, not that you made it up, but just like there's a reasonable explanation beyond just the paranormal.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So skeptical. Yeah.
So let's move on to G story.
G and Richie.
Yeah.
Believable.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
Like, dude got abducted.
Yeah, it's a scary story. That might be one of the scariest stories we've said on the podcast.
Yeah, you have to add some mega sound effects and shit.
Yeah.
It's just like.
Well, it's so real. And in your face, like the way it's written is very real as well.
Yeah, it was written well based on how you read it.
Yeah. And it's just, it feels like you see this sun like coming for you.
Yeah, you just feel so exposed. That's probably the word I was looking for earlier. There's this exposure where you're like, this thing in the sky sees me, it's hovering over me. And I don't know why. And I didn't love the movie, but for some reason at the end where they just talked about how bright it was and being seen, it reminded me of the ending of The Vast of Night.
Oh,
and we
yeah.
had to watch that.
Yeah.
Whereas like, we're not, it's tell don't show 98% of that movie mm-hmm. in the last 2 seconds. It's like, bam, UFO. Yeah. It's like, it's such a real UFO experience where it's not dripping with like over the top, like that. What's that movie that you talked about? It's a Travis Walton based.
Yeah, oh, Fire in the Sky.
Yeah, it's not like that. There's no torture. But it's like, it's a first-person perspective story where you really only get everything that the character gets.
And there's a time lapse.
There's a time lapse. It's like...
There's a time jump, really.
Yeah, 4 hours. But it's just like,
and it's just two kids sledding in the middle of the, about to go home, end of the day, and they see this thing in the sky.
It's the perfect amount of giving you enough information to know, but leaving enough away to let your imagination run wild.
And mine does. It goes on fire.
I really thought the same thing you did. I'm like, Richie's gone.
Yeah.
Like, how do you explain that? Like, you were the last person playing with Richie. You guys were sledding. What happened to him? Did he fall? Did he break his arm? Like, is he gone? Like,
right.
Like, so I saw a UFO. Between, like, so it was all going great until these aliens came.
Yeah. I hope I'm not presuming too much, but I think if you had this experience with somebody and they didn't realize you did, I feel like you'd have to grow apart.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Richie's like, hey, I just got the new game. I don't know what they did in the 70s. Like
Pong?
Pong, yeah. Yeah. I got this new Pong. He's like, do you remember when aliens? He's like, bro, listen. Like,
we're over that.
Yeah, that's not groovy anymore, man. We're trying to play Pong. You know, like, maybe. I wonder if he went in, was it regression therapy?
Yeah.
Which I know was like, there's that whole demonic fraud aspect.
Satanic panic?
Yeah. But I wonder if he did some like hypno.
Like Betty and Barney Hill.
Yeah. Like, I wonder if he went under something like that. Although if I had an inkling that I had an encounter like that, I don't think I would want to open that door. Like, no. Dr. Sleep. I'd keep that shit shut. I wonder if Richie
probably remembers more than he's saying.
Like, he's just too afraid to.
Yeah.
I don't know, because he wasn't there. So it really makes me think like they had more of an opportunity to alter his memory.
Yeah.
Or more things happened. So they had to use more of a.
Oh, God. It's giving me the.
I don't. Oh. Yeah. I don't like. They must. It's a different relationship, too, because like if that happened to you and me, I think the other person would look into it more.
Yeah.
Like if you and I were hanging out and then like, let's say it was you. Like, let's say you were G and then. I have a fuzzy memory of like just Charlie leaving or just something weird happening. And you called me, you asked me about it. Like, even if I didn't remember it, I think I would try to like break it down and be like, so wait, what did happen? Or where were we at this time? Or like, where did those 4 hours go? Or,
yeah.
You know, like I feel like there's some questions, unless they recreated his memory, like didn't just wipe it. What if they recreated his memory? Because if you told me something blatantly that I didn't believe, like, do you remember seeing Sasquatch yesterday?
Well, it's not like Richie filled it in. He just said left.
Yeah, exactly. Because if it was like, okay, do you remember seeing Sasquatch yesterday? And I was like, dude, I was watching Hocus Pocus 2 yesterday. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if he had an alibi, that's different. But
yeah.
Maybe Richie does. That could be true. Maybe he does believe it. He just doesn't want to. Or he's like fighting with the repression so hard. I don't know. It is an amazing story where it doesn't give you too much. I'm breaking it down like it's fiction in my mind, where it's like it gave you just enough details so that your brain does the rest, but it's a real story. And also I give it, and it's not fair, it's more believable to me because it happened in the 70s. That's when this stuff was happening.
Yeah,
we don't get shit now.
What do you want to rank it? Use believable.
Believable, yeah.
Believable. I yeah. agree, same. So let's move on to Yaz's story.
She's always in our stuff. I'm just like, unbelievable. Prove it.
I know, right? She's very funny, too. I like how she writes.
I'm not going believable just because we know her.
Right. No, that's fair. The man in the curtain.
And the man behind the hinges.
Yeah, I don't think it's the same entity.
No, I only believe that just based on how she felt.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be a similar feeling.
Yeah. It was more passive when she was a kid because it was behind the door. But also, that's kind of terrifying to me.
I would love to hear her father's perspective on that, because he must have not thought the house was haunted. Otherwise, he probably would have said it was him. I don't think he thought she saw a ghost. I think he really just believes her imagination was running wild.
I
don't think he had any experiences. Although she didn't say it was haunted, right? Like, it was just a one-time experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's an outlier. So let's kind of leave that out for the moment.
Like, okay.
It doesn't sway me one way or the other. Because
that's fair.
There's no reoccurring. Her father didn't seem bothered or disturbed. But the man in the curtain. So there's
that
already
took place for a year.
A year. And there already is validation. You said another roommate.
Another girl had something very similar.
But not all of them. So it's
just
not
just one.
It's not like they jumped on the conformity. I want to be in it too. Oh,
yeah.
I see the ghosty too. You know, this is like, there were people in there that's like, no, I didn't see it. And then you get one other person that's like
yeah, I saw. Ah. And it's the whole time she lived in that house. So it's that house.
Yeah, it definitely seems location-based.
Yeah.
You know, the curtains, it's like B story. I think she wanted us to call her B. It was like the little boy, and he was in the curtains. The little boy that was in the curtains.
Oh, and my then, God.
Normally, I don't see your face. Your expressive face that you just gave me actually scared me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't like that. Your eyes got so wide. It was like, I didn't like it. But do you remember the story where she was like, she was hearing doors shut, and then she...
Yeah, I remember.
She saw the little boy, and we didn't know if he was inside or outside.
Yeah, he was inside.
But then the doors all shut and everything. It kind of reminds me of that. Not that...
Yeah.
The only thing that reminds me of it is the curtains.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like... It's creepy because like curtains are, it's like a barrier, but it's like the thinnest. It's a veil.
Right.
It's so thin. Did you have curtains until you were married?
I used towels, remember?
Oh my God. Yeah. See, this is another thing. We don't change our sheets and we don't put up curtains.
They were towels.
Towels.
Yeah.
Just because to keep it dark.
Yeah.
To keep the ghosts happy.
To keep me happy so I could sleep in.
Yeah. I did like that apartment though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I believe
I do too. It's I don't want to say it's a traditional ghost story.
No, but it's terrible.
I've been very clear when it's like something in that realm, for better or worse, I do find it more believable.
Yeah. So thank you for listening to this listener collection, volume 5.
Volume 5. We're gonna be like volume 50 soon. this one was good. It's a good mix.
It was, like I said, it was a mixed bag, so I couldn't be like, this is creature feature. I was actually thinking about going for an alien theme.
Yeah.
But then I found Yaz's. I was like, I'm going to keep it.
Use it, yeah. What would we call an alien-themed one? Gray.
Those Grifton Grays.
Grifting.
I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
The Goofy Grays.
We are here in a party hat.
The UFO uh-ohs. Uh-oh, UFOs. We'll think of something. Yeah, we're not there yet.
We'll figure it out. We'll get there.
No, this one was really good. They all were very different in their own ways. I guess 1 and 3 were similar-ish.
Yeah.
But, you know, man, like, there's going to be, like, a time, like, 40 episodes from now where I'm going to think back about that UFO encounter, and I'm not going to remember what episode it was in.
Oh, I know.
But it's so good.
Jeez, encounter is so good.
So again, if you have a paranormal experience or an encounter or something creepy that happened, and this is a really good example, you can have a full-on I was abducted, I think, story, or if you have little moments, I saw a head, I saw these lights. We accept all of it, we listen to all of it, and we tell all of it. So go to
believe. And we also don't hold back based off the stories. Like,
no.
We tell what we think.
That's why listener submission collections exist. There's a time period where Charlie and I would be like, I like this story, or I like this moment. I can't turn this into a 30-minute episode.
Yeah.
So then that's where this came from. That's where the listener submission collections came from. So if you have a story or a moment, go to believingthebizarre.com and then go to submit your experience, fill out the form, please, with as much detail as possible. And I'll be honest, I'm going to try and get better at getting back to people and letting them know that we received your submission. Just know we are getting them. They're getting sent directly to our email, and we're adding your stories to a Google Drive. So even if you don't hear from us, even if you don't hear your story for like 6 months, just trust that we got it.
We definitely got it.
We got it. It's coming. I'm going to try to get better at getting back to people and letting them know, hey, we received your submission, but we appreciate it. We have a bunch lined up. There's so many stories to tell, and I hope we keep getting more because I love them. These are some of my favorite episodes.
And if you liked these stories and you want to talk about them with us, please join us on Twitch on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun to hash these stories. We get into tangents. People like Tyler's tangents.
I love my tangents.
I like his tangents too, to be honest. And it's a great place to express your ideas. What you thought about this. Do you think it's believable? Do you think it's bullshit? I mean, tell us.
There's always new angles and perspectives that we aren't thinking about.
We didn't even consider.
So if you're listening to this live, you can talk about it with us tonight, Tuesday. If you're on the West Coast, listen. Put your phone up while you're driving. Just like put it on your console. Charlie's looking at me like, you shouldn't do that. Okay, maybe not. Work from home. And then and then you can join us. Also, if you're enjoying the podcast and you want to let us know about it, oh man, that's great. Go to Apple Podcasts, leave 5-star review, tell us what you're thinking, give us your thoughts, give us your thinklings. And if you're on Spotify, it's even easier. Just hit 5. That's your rating. Move on. Keep on listening.
Yeah. I like how that came from just complete lack of improvisational skills.
What?
Oh, man, that's great. Just,
yeah.
You want to say, well, something nice. Oh, man, that's great.
I want to go back and find out the first time we said that. I don't know when it was.
I don't remember.
We'll never find out. No, it'll be a director's cut. Oh, that's another thing we do on Patreon.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
There's a million things we do. If we didn't have like our phones and our notes and our base camp to figure out when we
It'd be something different every month.
Yes. Every By the way, thank you everybody so much for listening, for hanging out with us. Join us in the extended discussion. But if not, we'll catch you next Tuesday on another episode. As always, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre.
Podcast as bizarre as you are.
I feel like my voice is like going now. Like yeah. I use it all on the, you know what I use. It's all gone now. Damn it.
Yeah. Tight.
Like a, I don't even know. It's not good, whatever it was.